Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. We're brought to you by MyBookie, as we are every Thursday, and I will be checking out MyBookie, of course, tomorrow after and whenever I do the lines for the two championship games. It is Twitter Thursday, and just buzz through a couple questions. We'll probably do 10 questions or so. Short podcast today, but good stuff as always. My man Art Vandelay asks, and this is pretty fun, what position can upgrade? He's talking about all-time teams here, and here's his offense. Elway, running back Barry Sanders, wide receiver Rice and Moss, and AB, looks like he's got three, okay. Tight end Gronk, offensive tackles Munoz and Ogden. He's got Larry Allen and Hannah at guard. He's got Mike Webster at center. Elway's higher on my list than most, but is he really number one? I mean, Brady's hard to argue with. You guys know I have the Rodgers, you know, comparison over Brady. It depends how you judge. I mean, but no one's had a better career than Brady. I'm fine with Barry Sanders, don't get me wrong, but I think Jim Brown's the GOAT when it comes to running backs, and everyone else is still fighting for number two. I think Rice is clearly number one receiver. I think Moss is pretty clearly number two. And it's crazy, but I do think Antonio Brown is now starting to get in that conversation, and I don't have a problem with him being three. Gronk is my tight end, no doubt. Munoz at tackle, I got no problem with. Nor with Hannah or Allen at guard. Ogden's awesome. But the year I spent with the Browns, one of my biggest jobs was I was in charge of the NFC West. And so I watched every snap of every player and had a constant grade on the NFC West. And if that was when Ogden was in the height of his powers too. I mean, he was awesome. And we'd played against him twice as a Brown, so I watched him quite a bit. And I've, you know, watched him since, obviously. And beat him Pittsburgh, I saw him, you know. But my point is with the NFC West was that's when Pace and Walter Jones were unbelievable too. And it got crazy. Like, it's different when you watch every play a player play, you know, plays, and you really get to know their tendencies. There was many games where by halfway through the third quarter or so, this happened to Ogden too to some degree, the opponent pass rushers were just so downtrodden. Like, I got no chance of beating this guy. I might as well just kind of mush rush and hope the run comes my way and not give up, but kind of give up. And I would take Jones over Pace or Ogden. Webby as the center, by all accounts. I mean, my man Craig Wolfley looks up to Webby to no degree. You know, when Wolf came to the Steelers, Webster was not declining, but was in his later years. You know, his early 80s, and thinks he's phenomenal. Maybe I'm a little younger Steeler generation, but I'll take Dirk Dawson as my center. Defensively, Art Vandelay asks, Rod Woodson in prime time at corner. Lott and Reed at safety. It's pretty tough. Outside linebackers, LT and Ware. Inside linebackers, Ray Lewis, Butkus. Defensive ends, White and Joe Green. And he has Art Donovan on the nose. All right. I can't really speak to Art Donovan, but I have a hard time believing he's the best defensive tackle ever. I think Joe Green's the best defensive tackle ever. You have him. It looks like we're playing a 3-4 in this one, and he's going to be an end. I think Joe Green and Bob Lilly would be my defensive tackle rotation. I think Reggie White and J.J. Watt would be my defensive ends. So I'm screwing with you here a little bit and mixing up your D. My inside linebackers, I'm cool with Butkus and Ray, for sure. I think that's really good. Outside linebackers, yes, Lawrence Taylor for sure. I can't give it to Marcus Ware, though. I mean, he's great. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. But no, I mean, who's better? Maybe Derek Thomas? I mean, I'm really pulling these right out of the air. So trust me, I'm missing people. But I can't give you Ware as my all-time 3-4 outside linebacker type. Lott and Reed, yeah, that's pretty darn good. And I think I give Reed the slight nod over Paul Amalu. Top corners ever. Prime time, yes. Woodson, I'd rather have Blunt. I think Mel Blunt changed the game, and he looks like a linebacker of today. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's stupid how big and badass Mel Blunt is. So those would be my corners. But pretty darn good group. Pretty darn good group. Can't argue with that too much, Art Vandelay. Which I know it's the Seinfeld reference, which I love it. Good work. So I mentioned we are brought to you by MyBookie. As is the case every Thursday, they have been a good friend of the Locked On Network. And if you haven't, check out the John Leonard interview I did earlier yesterday. We talked Steelers. We talked Senior Bowl. It was very Steeler-centric. Don't get me wrong. But he's just an example of one of the many other wonderful people on the Locked On Network right now. Check out Locked On, your favorite team. Check out Locked On NFL Draft with John. So, Super Bowl season is here. Playoff season's here. Other sports are taking into effect. You know, NBA, NHL. My Penguins are starting to play a little better. It's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Sign up at MyBookie.ag today and get paid fast when you win. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, and you can even deposit using Bitcoin. One of you guys is going to have to teach me about Bitcoin at some point. I live under a rock. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting Super Bowl, championship games this weekend, like I said, other sports, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend. I trust them. But you don't have to take my word for them. Check them out for yourself. They have odds on every matchup as well as game live betting, in-game live betting all season, including other sports. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use our promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. If you're going to bet, the only place to do it is at mybookie.ag. And like I told you, I will be there tomorrow going through the championship games with their lines, betting them. You know, we'll talk about them straight up and against the spread. All right. Charles asked, did you see Last Jedi? And if so, what did you think? I'm a big Star Wars nerd. Love them. Remember the first one. The fourth one came out when I was like four or five. So I grew up with Star Wars, a big Star Wars fan, had the figures, you know, loved it. And I thought this one was very, very good. Very excited to see that the second time around. A real different feel to it, you know, where some of the other ones were carbon copies of the original versions. This one was not, but it still had enough Star Wars stuff to it. All about forgetting the past, obviously, and I'm not going to tell you guys any more about it, but Wall of Bill asked, Nagy may have put together a decent coaching staff, but aren't Bears fans a little too hyped? How many actual holes do they need to fill this season, this offseason? I don't know. I'd be pretty psyched if I was a Bears fan. I mean, just because there's hope. You have a young quarterback, a young coach. You look at the Rams and say, it can be done. You know, I mean, we get the right guy in here. And I don't know if Nagy is or not, but I like what I'm seeing. I like who he's hiring. And if you look at the Bears, I think it's noteworthy that 2 years ago, they were the most injured team in the league. Last year, they played the hardest schedule in the league. So maybe they're a game or two better than public perception thinks the Bears are. And if Trubisky takes a step forward, maybe not a Goff-level step forward, there's something there. And I look at this team and think, the needs are very obvious. I mean, you got to find this guy two starting receivers. They have some money to do it. They have some draft capital to do it. I think a corner would certainly be helpful. But there aren't 10 needs, you know, I mean, and other guys have to progress and get better as the years go on, but I think you can really attack a couple certain areas. Maybe a tackle wouldn't kill you either, but there's hope. Let's just leave it there. A new hope. There you have it. All right. Ethan Maurice asks, Bell or Johnson? And I think he's basically asking for fantasy reasons and trying to be sly about it because we don't take fantasy questions on Twitter Thursday unless you phrase them pretty smart like that. I think I've told you guys my thoughts on Le'Veon Bell. I think he's the best back in the league, including Gurley. I think he does more on his own and is more important than Gurley. I'm not saying that right. That it would be easier to replace Gurley than it would be to replace Bell. Maybe that makes a little more sense, just for all the things he does. But that's, we're splitting hairs there. I think Bell is awesome, but I think he was awesomer to end last season. And I wonder if we're going to slowly see the decline phase. You know, that his peak was late last year. And he's been still awesome, don't get me wrong. I still think he's the best back in the league. I think David Johnson might be better, though. I mean, I think David Johnson's best days might be in front of him. If you're asking me, I'm a GM and I get to have one of those guys, I'd rather have David Johnson. But I don't think Bell's leaving Pittsburgh. And his supporting cast is going to be awesome next year. So if you're asking for fantasy reasons, I think I would rather have Bell. Johnson's going to have a rough supporting cast. I mean, who's the quarterback? The line needs help. The receivers are old. I wonder what... Is Arizona's offense going to be the worst in the league next year? I mean, like, I don't think that's crazy talk to suggest that. Who knows? I mean, it's going to look very different. New coach, who's that going to be? Arizona frightens me on the offensive side of the ball that it could be a very ugly season for them next year as they try to rebuild that group. Gino Pavani asks, do you see Kenneth Dixon coming back strong next season? I do. I really like the guy. I mean, I feel like we've been robbed a little bit and Ravens fans have been robbed of what could be a very good running back. And I think I've told you guys this before, that Alex Collins kind of fell in their lap, and frankly, he's been better than I thought. He's been very, very good. That the Ravens need a lot on offense, but I wouldn't touch the running back position. I mean, unless they, well, and of course they do, know a lot more about Dixon's situation than me. I mean, I'm operating under the assumption that he comes back as the player we saw, with some red flags, obviously. But I think that combination of Collins and Dixon could be really good for the Ravens, especially if they upgrade it. You know, there were pass catchers in the offensive line, and Yonda comes back. New quarterback wouldn't kill him either. So that's... To answer your question, yeah, I like him. I think he's not a big-time guy, but a high-quality back. Stockton asks, although I don't think Dak did terrible this year, do you think he'll get over this slump and bounce back next year? I like Dak. I've been skeptical. I don't think he's Wentz, you know, like... I think he's a franchise quarterback, and you guys know I do not say that name. I don't say those words together about just about anyone. And clearly he had some advantages as a rookie, massive ones in terms of the run game. But Zeke's not going anywhere, and that line's going to be really good. I absolutely think, though, that I'm going to tell you about a new endeavor here in a moment as kind of leads into this, but the Cowboys' defense is far from perfect. But their receiving core all of a sudden, wide receivers, tight ends, is amongst, I would say, the least desirable in the league right now. Doesn't mean it's the worst, because Dez Bryant's still a good football player. But he's expensive. He rarely gets a separation. He's up in age. Jason Witten's a Hall of Famer and reliable, but, I mean, what do you got left at him? You know, like, if you're talking big picture, what groups of wide receivers and tight ends do you least want to build around? And especially when you factor in money. Dallas is near the top of the list for worst. And I think Dak needs help in a big way. You got to think with the threat they present, Zeke, obviously, and Dak also as a runner, that having a Ted Ginn, DeSean Jackson type might be prudent. And Terrence Williams isn't that guy. And for some reason they extended him, which I don't quite understand. So as I mentioned with their receivers, it's not a good situation and it needs an influx of youth, but it needs an influx of speed too. They're slow. Nobody gets separation for Dak right now. So, I mean, I think he needs more around him than some of these quote stud young dudes, but I also think he's got part of it around him, but doesn't have the receivers, you know, I mean, to me, that's the key here. I had mentioned there was a bit of an announcement here. I'm kind of excited about it because it's something I haven't done. But the folks over at NDT Scouting, I urge you to check them out. It's Kyle Krabs' website. My man John Ledyard works over there. Joe Marino. And they're really good, and I've always checked them out for draft knowledge. And I was just chatting with Kyle the other day, and I'll get him on the show, too. He's a really good draft dude. And just asking, you know, hey, I'd like working with you guys. Or just, you know, bullshitting with him. And basically said something along the lines of, maybe I should be your pro scout. So we worked something out, and I'm going to do my first project for them. One of their young dudes did a mock draft, and this is something I used to do at ESPN. I did it with Todd McShay from time to time, that a mock draft would come out, and I would react to it from an NFL standpoint. Like, yeah, maybe they could go tackle with number 9, but they have much bigger needs on the defensive line and corner. You know, those type of things. Team needs, you know, those type of things. So I'm going to be learning the draft through my new buddies over there. Well, they're not new, but my new association with them over there. I urge you to check that out. And I'm going to bring an element that they didn't really have to the website. I mean, they're draft geeks. They've been watching draft all year, and I'm just starting to learn the draft. So I'm going to learn with the public and kind of critique them as they go of, man, I don't think I'd go that direction if I was Tampa, you know, working through NFL teams' eyes. So that's what's going on in my world. It's kept me kind of busy today, too. I'll be pumping out some new stuff for you guys, and maybe we'll even have a podcast about it or two and incorporate all the above. Picking championship games tomorrow. That should be a blast. And that's where we're at. Over and out. See you.